We had discussed earlier this morning that the website that we have. Oh, sorry.
Aren't we forgetting something?
He's the boss. He's a member of the board of the National Association of Broadcasters.
So sad that you had to remind him.
He's gotten to that age.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Hello, Scott.
Mr. Ben Downs.
Bum, 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 bum.
Now we're discussing the website.
Just makes me stand up straight. I feel better and
it
everything.
Does, yeah. Anyway, changes to the website. Were we going to discuss that on the air or off the air?
I think we were going to discuss that off the air because I haven't actually seen them yet. You know why?
Probably
you
want to know something? Well, it's live.
They didn't tell me. They wanted it to go live without me seeing it.
Well, is that a good thing? They get the kinks worked out that way.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like it says in the intro.
Yeah, yeah.
General manager.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. If I'd known that, I would have discouraged it going live when I was informed the first thing this morning.
That's quite all right. It's not a problem. Hey, you guys have been pretty politically incorrect today. I don't want to be any part of anything like might have.
What did we do?
What did we do?
What do you mean, what have you done? Listen to the playback at some point today.
Okay, what specifically?
I would recommend 7:15 or so today.
Was this about the?
It's about the Baptists.
The Baptists and the Muslims.
Yeah.
Well, half of that's not politically incorrect. You're not politically incorrect if you are one.
Yeah. If you be one.
Yeah, you are.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, you are. I don't think being one's going to be any kind of coverage for you.
How did we offend the Baptists?
Well, I'm just saying.
Just by mentioning Baptist on the air?
Well, I think you guys, look at the whole thing about the committees and things like that. You think...
That was a listener. We didn't say that.
You don't... Yeah, well, you guys didn't pick it up and run with it like crazy.
I just laughed until I cried because it actually brought tears to my eyes.
I know. Do you have a lot of committees at your church?
No, not really. Oh. We're small enough, moderately sized and, to small, and everybody knows everybody, and so, things just tend to get done, so.
Okay. That's
kind of the way it is around here, have you noticed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? We're not going to ask Scott to attend the technology meetings where we set up things and all that.
We certainly know better than that.
Yeah.
Unless it's at 8:50 and we cut the show early, not going to be there.
Or if it's at 4:15 and they bring me my own bottle of wine.
Here's the thing. You know, Scott is trying. I give him 100% point, 100 all the points.
Here he goes, Chase.
For trying. Because yesterday, and this is private, and I shouldn't tell everybody, why I'm going to just keep it on. That's why we're doing it in, almost at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
when
nobody's listening.
When nobody's listening, so I get this text from Scott yesterday, and he says...
Was it spelled correctly? Because most of mine from Scott aren't.
He started going back and making corrections.
Oh, good.
Well, because it's Ben, I know that he can't really guess what the word is supposed to be.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But if you had gotten some of the texts I have, would you feel comfortable trying to guess intent? Anyway, so I get this thing, and he says, in the next political forum, shouldn't we allow people to text their questions in to us? Well, completely ignoring the fact that texts are limited to 140 characters, and will you for veterans, I'm just saying, a certain lack of gravitas, but I did point out that this would be a good way for grandparents and grandkids to get back together again. They could bring their grandkids over to the house to text the questions to the forum.
See, I can do 160 characters on my texts.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Twitter's 140,
right,
I guess.
Well, I wasn't going to tweet, anyway. All right. The reason we brought
Speaking of Twitter.
What? Yeah, no, you got the Twitter.com/BrassesFootball. Yeah.
Since the brand new one, the brand new website is up, they were supposed to put on the left-hand side, the only executive decision I made on the new website was to put the, sign up for Brazos Football Twitter feed over there. Is it on there? Because, if you send them to WTAW.com, then we get an extra click.
See, because when I click on that, there it is.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Page not found. All right! That explains much as to why Mr. Downs was not brought in on the going live part of the webpage.
We'll have a look.
That's okay. Our streaming isn't working either. I've been taking those calls.
Perfect.
It actually works, but you have to click it twice.
There's nothing about Twitter per se, but there is a click here for Bryan High Football, A&M Consol Football, Navasota Football, Rudder Football, and, of course, Aggie.
So that's perfect then. So they took my advice and my suggestions and... did, as most people at the radio station do, nodded and walked away.
Yes.
Even better.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay.
They do take you to playbyreplay.com if you.
That's important because then you can hear us. And again, we sound so much better in high def.
Mm-hmm.
Upping the ante on the.
That's actually FM, buddy.
Yeah.
HD is right. FM radio.
Yep, you're right. Sounds good. I can hear when Tom's typing when we're supposed to be talking.
Yay!
Upping the ante on the elvish power ballad performed in Lord of the Rings inspired musical Fellowship. You've heard of Fellowship, have you not?
Elvish performed a power ballad?
Yeah, apparently. Dutch sci-fi fans will
stage. What is this to what you are speaking of, sir?
I'm about to tell you.
All right.
There's a thing called Fellowship, which was a Lord of the Rings inspired musical.
Okay. All right. That's news. How about you, Chase?
Dutch sci-fi fans will stage the world's first Klingon opera next month.
I wish they would just stop this foolishness.
The opera titled You plays at the Zeebelt Theater in The Hague, Netherlands. September 9th through the 12th, the organizers have even extended an invitation to the Klingons. I know you don't believe me.
Trust me, Michael Dorn is available.
We're going to send the first ever message to Kronos. We're going to be sending them a message to invite them to come to the premiere of our opera. It's the first cultural invitation between... us, Terrence, and the Klingon.
Yeah, there you go. That would be Floris Schoenfeld there.
If you
speaking.
Were to get an invitation from Floris, I'm just saying, are you going to show up? I think not. I'm going to need to know a little bit more about old Floris before I come to one of his parties.
Now, so crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Now, the other thing is that they have created instruments specially for the opera to
Good
perform
Lord,
them.
Look at those things.
Yeah, they're like a bunch of wooden gongs and mallets and stuff. And
what is
just,
a wooden gong?
You know, it's kind of bamboo, like in Kill Bill.
And they're kind of an earthy group, as you imagine. So.
Oh, so they're like druids.
Yeah, that's kind of what
Downs, I'm just who Mr. Downs has already offended at Stonehenge.
And I did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave, or we're going to have to take you to the jail cell, sir. Yeah. Anyway, this looks more like something. This is not Klingon. I don't care what they say.
Okay.
This is obviously Romulan. I mean, look at this.
Oh yeah.
Romulan
or
Vulcan?
I agree.
Easy.
Scott, come on.
You know what it is?
That?
What it looks. Grief. The first
that's,
thing I see
that's
is
just a bunch of stuff they bought, and they said it was Klingon. I know my Vulcan and Romulan stuff when I say they have a common heritage, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And that is not Klingon.
Chase, you want to know what they did?
I'd love to.
They took like four giant cable spools, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. What I use for a coffee table in college.
Exactly. They just kind of cut those and they just put a piece of dowel in the middle of one of them and chopped the tops off three others, and that's what they've got. Then they took some logs and just laid them down on in some kind of a rack.
They're swinging. Those are swinging things, like you saw in the trailer for 2012.
There you go.
Where the monk hits that big, huge bell.
It's
more Vulcan culture. I'm just
saying.
It's
at the metro station at MIT as well, if you ever do that. Yeah, on the Red Line in Cambridge. And then they have a horn that looks like it came from the Blue Man Group, okay?
Am I wrong?
Yeah,
there
you go. Anyway, either that or from Dr. Seuss. So those would be the Klingon opera. I just want to let you know.
It gets more and more embarrassing as we move further and further out from the bell curve.
Chase.
Right.
He's on a Klingon blog somewhere. We just don't know about it.
Right. Tall.
Yeah, and I just wanted him to be cutting edge when he signs on this morning.
To be able to say, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, that's old news.
46?
Yeah,
Texas War 54.
Yeah, that's it. Got him out of the studio. He always wants to stay in chat.
We never, and he brought up a good point. We didn't finish the thought about the Twitter feed.
Okay.
Go to twitter.com and just search Brazos Football. And there are links. I mean, you can link up sort of kind of indirectly. I mean, he's right. I mean, we need to have a more direct link to it. But the direct way to go is go to twitter.com, search Brazos Football. And that is a really cool way that you can follow local high schools, specifically the four public schools, or excuse me, the three public high schools and Bryan College Station and then Navasota as well. Those four schools, the four teams that we cover, and you can get their score updates throughout the evening.
So. Going to make it just easy as can be.
Now following them.
There you are.
And I don't follow many people.
Yeah,
so.
I understand. So you're there.
I'm a Twitter elitist.
Ben Castani's new Toronto cafe does not have free Wi-Fi. In fact, laptops are completely counter to the whole thing that Ben is trying to do. Bring people together and hopefully let them play games.
Like board games?
Yeah.
Board games are fun. Snakes. I really enjoy board games.
Now, let me show you, and I'll just kind of to peek behind the curtain, and we can do this now. But after September 11th, you know, one of the things that the Jackie looked at the toy store was the idea of time together with family.
Mm-hmm.
It was that time she expanded and really has to an entire room that is dedicated to board games.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they'll have some of the games that you know, but she does a lot of things that are not mass market. So there are a lot of, if you have, for instance, different skills that you would like for your child to develop, there are games that will help that happen. But the most important thing is what happens is there's interaction with your family.
Absolutely. And can really make for a fun time.
Yeah.
If you can stand to be around your family.
Yeah.
But even if, you know, if we were talking, you know, church activities and things like that, we've done that at my church. You know, you get together and you play board games of all things. And it's just, it's a disarming thing, if you will, because you get around a group of people that you maybe only know in one particular context and you get to know them in a whole different light.
Certainly.
And it's a fun way to spend an evening. And I mean, yeah, as long as you don't sit down and say, we're going to play three games of Monopoly tonight.
Yeah. No.
No. but yeah, there are a lot of board games out there. They're a lot of fun.
And actually, one of the things also that that she does is she has a thing called Game Night where they go to campuses. And
ooh,
again,
fun.
Those are games that are designed to teach certain learning skills for those children. But what's fun is when I'm there to watch how the parents do get to sit down. And again, these are engaged parents that are this thing. They are engaged with their kiddos. And the fact that they are able to sit down with them, have that time, and then the child is learning something at the same time is pretty neat. So what he's trying to do is, you know, for an older group of people, but the idea of interaction, if you will. They opened for business yesterday. Place looks similar to any other coffee shop except for the 1,500 board games, which occupy a set of floor-to-ceiling bookshelves that run half the length of the room. He's amassed that collection over about 2 years, scouring garage sales and thrift stores, inspected every box to make sure no pieces were missing. Just a few must-have games were purchased. Snakes and Lattes, as it's called, is Toronto's and maybe the world's first board game cafe. Customers pay a $5 flat fee for unlimited use of the game during a single visit.
Now, this sounds like a great idea, but, all right, so you go in, and you've been waiting all day to go into this place, and the one game you want to play the
Candyland,
game.
Candyland, yeah.
Or, yeah, I was about to, okay, because we're older than six, I was going to say the game of life.
Okay, yeah.
So you want to play the game of life, and you go and you say, oh, Game of Life, I want that one right there. And you give them your $5, and you sit down with the Game of Life. Problem is, you're there by yourself. How long do you wait before someone comes along to play with you?
I'd like to play.
I mean, suddenly we're back in elementary.
Nobody want to play with me.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it again. Toronto's a fair-sized city, and I don't know exactly where this place is. But
the concept on paper sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So. You set it up near the, the University of Toronto or something like that, and it could be fun. So let's hope that works, and we'll check in and see how they do. 6 months down the road.
And here's hoping people take good care of the games,
yeah.
You know, because if it's the game of life, unless it's changed, the game of life it has a little car with little pegs that you put in there. So hopefully they don't lose a bunch of the pegs and stuff like that.
Want it to be the way it should be. The most authoritative dictionary in the world may go the way of the dinosaur. We're talking the Oxford English Dictionary. Long considered the most complete and accurate reference guide to the English language. A team of 80 lexicographers, is that right? Okay, has been working on the third edition for about 20 years, as a matter of fact. But because more and more users are turning to the online edition and various internet-based products that are offered by their owner, the Oxford University Press, it's possible that the OED3, as it's called, will never appear in print.
Wow.
Yeah, print dictionary market is simply disappearing by the tens of percentage points a year, they say. The current OED website receives more than 2 million hits every month, but it's not free. Subscribers pay upwards of $370 a year for that. In addition, the next edition, which is only 28% finished to this date, is not expected to be ready for release for another decade. Who knows where we'll be?
I was going to say, and who knows what the technology will be by then.
There is no way to know.
We've come to the point now where, because dictionary.com is out there.
Yes.
And they have an app. Mm-hmm. And so if you have an Apple device and can put that app or want to put that app on there, the app is free and it will feed you a word of the day. And it's just fascinating.
Sure.
I mean, it's.
And then I know Merriam-Webster does it, and I guess they probably got an app. You can actually get pronunciations if you need to for
sure.
The words said back to you. Now, they do have a single-volume version of the Oxford Dictionary of English out there, and that one may continue to be in print for a while. But when you're talking about the great big one, that may not happen. So
case in point. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Check it out.
Lexicographer.
There you go. And you could probably get a female saying it, right? Or somebody with a British accent. Or
Actually, on the free one, no.
Nah,
it's just
okay.
It's basic.
Right. Learned how to say it. That's all that matters. And again, it'd be F-R-E-E.